Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the podcast for all of the news, notes, and breakdowns for your Ohio State Buckeyes. This is Sons of the Shoe with Nick Wilson and Spencer German.
Sons of the Shoe is back. We ride again, or I guess technically only I ride again. Nick Wilson still off gallivanting around Jamaica, enjoying his vacation. He'll be back later in the week for our next episode. But I needed to take this opportunity, being that I was at the spring game in person. And I know everyone wants reactions to just what kind of played out over the weekend, what we saw. And I have some thoughts on what I was able to see. I have, you know, it's funny. I gave you guys in last week's end of the week episode the top five things that I will be looking for in during the spring game, and I completely left off the thing that I ended up watching the most, which was my almost 2-year-old son. That was generally the priority for me in terms of things that I was paying the most attention to, because when you go to something like that with your child, you're a parent first and foremost. But it was a good time. He was good. I think the family enjoyed the experience. I know I did. And 80,000 people, crazily, 80,000 people isn't even in the top. I think I saw this wasn't even in the top four for attendance for Ohio State spring games. Like, that's it's a reminder of just how passionate, obviously, this fan base is, myself included. How much we love our Buckeyes, and it was great to be part of that 80,000 strong on Saturday. It was beautiful weather; really couldn't beat it. After all the rain that Ohio got the week before, the week leading up to it, for it to be like 65 and sunny, a little windy, but I could handle that. It was perfect. So a beautiful day down Columbus with some great things that we saw put on tape by the Buckeyes, and we'll talk about it here momentarily. I do want to remind you guys that we are still a relatively new podcast, so please like, follow, subscribe, whatever you call it, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hit us up at the 92 to the Fan YouTube channel, jump on in the comments and join us for some conversation. We like to sort of go back and forth with you guys if you have any thoughts and things you want to get off your chest, so you're more than welcome to do that. And of course, in the Odyssey app, but also Apple Podcasts. We really like to push that Apple Podcast, so please find us, like us, subscribe to us, follow us, and continue consuming Sons of the Shoe content wherever you can. It is there's a lot of different touch points I want to get to. I in relation to the spring game, I basically, like, as soon as I got home from the game on Saturday night, not as soon as I got home, but we got my son down to bed, and then it was that whole thing. And then after that, I had a chance to kind of breathe, and I jotted down my official notes for the game itself and just the takeaways that I had from kind of what transpired on the field. And so I think it wouldn't be right if we didn't start with the thing that everybody was paying the most attention to, which of course is the quarterbacks. And there were a number of different guys who got, really all the quarterbacks got playing time, but it was it was an opportunity to see these guys kind of firsthand, especially understanding that we, you know, there was a number of new faces. Will Howard had never played in the horseshoe before. Obviously, Aaron Noland and Julian Sayin had never played there before as freshmen coming in. So it was the chance to get a first look at these guys and experience what they kind of bring to the table, what each of them kind of showcased and has, what the hype has been about throughout the spring. And I got to say, so I know Ryan Day after the game was quick to sort of put to bed any confirmation on who's the lead horse in this thing and how he felt about the quarterbacks in general, what the depth chart could maybe look like. But I think he kind of gave away the answer to that question and who the starter really is just based off of how they guys kind of cycled through during the game. So Will Howard was the first quarterback out there, and he played really just the first half. He was 9 of 13 for 77 yards. He was sacked one time, had an incredible throw along the sideline. He was under some pressure, rolled out to his left, avoided it, and bought some time, and then threw a perfectly placed pass to Emeka Ebuka. That was probably the highlight of the game on the offensive side, was the one-handed catch Emeka Ebuka made along the sideline from Will Howard. But guys, like, the fact that he basically played a couple series and then was done and didn't see the field in the second half, they were kind of sitting him off to the side and saying, all right, you're good. Not sitting him off to the side, but you get what I'm saying. Sort of told me that he's the guy. And that's what Nick and I have been saying throughout the entire off season, is that Will Howard wasn't going to come here if he wasn't going to be the leader in the clubhouse. And I talked about on last week's episode, you know, all the hype that was coming into the spring game for Julian Sayin. And we had the kind of, we had the conversation about whether or not he had a chance to actually dethrone Will Howard for the starting job. And I think that I'm not saying it's over, but it certainly looked like the winds are leaning. The Buckeye Columbus winds are blowing in a very certain direction. And that is in favor of Will Howard, because I don't, like, Julian was out there in the second half playing a little bit. Aaron Nolan was out there. It was pretty evident they were trying to sort of preserve him and keep him off the field, not get him hurt. And I think if you're prioritizing that with that guy, then that sort of speaks to where your head's at with it. And like I was saying about last week on last week's episode, the hype for Julian Sayin, I'm not saying it was not true. I think that Ryan Day made a comment, and we talked about it, where he mentioned that,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Julian's been doing a really good job, but he has to be able to perform against Michigan, against Penn State, against Oregon, against these other Big Ten schools that are going to give Ohio State problems, obviously, and that you're your biggest challengers in the conference. And if that's your concern, or if that's the thing that you're still sort of waiting for from him, that kind of told me that that Will Howard, again, it's another sign or another tea leaf to me that Will Howard's the leader in the clubhouse, just because he's the most veteran of that group. He's got the most experience of those guys. And in those big, tight games and in tight situations, you need a guy that you can rely on. I think that's how they feel about Will Howard. It's why they pursued him in the transfer portal. And so, I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion, but I think Ryan Day coming out after the game and saying, I'm not willing to name any starters or give you anything just yet, is more about them continuing to paint this mystical picture that it's this quarterback competition and everyone's still got a chance to play or start and everyone's in the running for the job, and also sort of deter guys because we know the transfer portal opened just today for the spring sort of opening. And I think it's kind of to deter guys from feeling like, well, I got no shot, I'm out anyway. So if you keep it, if you paint it as this open-ended thing, well, there's still a chance that these guys are still battling. It's not a definite, you know, there's not a definite starter named yet. I think it kind of creates this aura that they still have a shot and they're not necessarily going to be willing to go elsewhere. So I think there's a couple different things in play here, but based off of what we saw on Saturday, Will Howard sort of getting a certain amount of time and then taking a seat on the sideline and kind of just watching the rest of the game. And again, he played well, 9 of 13, 77 yards. I think that kind of told us the story of where the quarterback's depth chart sort of sits at the moment. Now, as far as the other guys playing, I thought Aaron Nolan was impressive. He led two touchdown drives, didn't throw a touchdown, but he did lead two touchdown drives, and that was more than anybody else could say on the day. So he played most of the second half, and I thought he looked pretty impressive. Lincoln Kienholz had two interceptions. Aaron Nolan had an interception as well, to be fair to all these guys. Aaron Nolan was 5 of 7, 47 yards in interception. Lincoln Kienholz, who's Nick's favorite quarterback in this room, I think, he was 10 of 17, 71 yards, had two interceptions. And then the one, I should mention Devin Brown as well, because he was 5 of 7, no interceptions. He was the only quarterback to throw a touchdown. It was a nice ball on the – I was sitting in the closed end of the shoe, and he threw it in the other end of the stadium, the student section end of the stadium. And yeah, it was a nice drive by him. He looked impressive. And I saw some people sort of mentioning, don't rule out Devin Brown in this quarterback competition. And maybe what I'm trying to get at with the younger guys is Aaron Nolan led the two touchdown drives. It was great. But I think you kind of saw they're still sort of bringing him along. They're not ready to start him. Julian Sain, I understood the hype coming into the game, and that was a big deal, and that we were all thinking maybe there's a chance he could fight for the starting job. But then he had a couple throws that weren't great, and there was a couple moments from him that didn't look like he was ready to be a starter. And I get it. It's April, it's spring. There's still time for him to work out some of that stuff. The interception he threw was a pretty bad read by him. He threw the ball late, got intercepted, and it was just not the best play from him. And it was funny because I saw that play unfolding in like real time, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, there goes the Julian Sain hype. And it's not a shot at him. I think he still has, he's going to be a tremendous quarterback at the college level and hopefully at Ohio State. But I it was just kind of funny. Like we spent so much time last week, not us just on the show, but just in general, like the talk about Julian Sain and out of camp for the Buckeyes was that Julian Sain was making a play for the job, and he was playing so well, and he might just take it from Will Howard. And then I think we sort of doused some water on that fire a little bit with the way that he played on Saturday. And again, I didn't expect him. He's a freshman quarterback. Of course, there's going to be some growing pains. I didn't expect it to be perfect against especially that defense that Ohio State has. And that's the other thing to keep in mind. Like, this defense is really, really good. And I did have to find myself, like, even with Will Howard, there was a couple times where he looked a little indecisive, was late getting the ball out or late to kind of read the defense. And I think it's more of like a testament to the defense than it is like a knock on Will, because that the secondary, and I know there were some comments made after the game about them being BIA, best in America. And there's probably some truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that, let's be honest. And there was just times where like Will Howard would drop back and there was just nobody open downfield. Like that's more of a testament to them than it is to Will, than it is like a knock on Will Howard in terms of the way that he played. But, you know, and so I'm not going to hold it against Julian Sain either, that he throws an interception against what should be one of the best secondaries in America, if not the best secondary in America. But I do think that it sort of calmed down the Julian Sain conversation a little bit, that he didn't look amazing, and that Will Howard just kind of looked like the steady presence that we were expecting him to be in this offense and for this team. And that's what you brought him in to be. I'm not expecting Will Howard to be C.J. Stroud. I'm not expecting Will Howard to be Justin Fields. But if he can lead the offense, be sort of that commanding force, be the veteran, and do what needs to be done to win football games and you know, put up the numbers that are needed, I don't think we saw him run too much. And again, my perspective of the game was a little bit in and out at times because I was following around my almost 2-year-old son. I just think that there's still some room for growth from the standpoint. Yeah, Will Howard only ran one time, by the way. It was the sack. That was it. He got docked on there for the sack, and that was it. But I think that there's still some room for growth from those young guys, and that's to be expected. I don't think we should have these massive expectations for either of those guys to be starting quarterbacks. I'm talking about Aaron Nolan or Julian saying maybe Devin Brown makes a play for it if he sticks it out here and he doesn't transfer. But I think that we got sort of a definitive idea that Will Howard's the leader in the clubhouse. It's his job for now, and everybody else is kind of giving chase and going into now the rest of the spring and then the summer when they get back for camp. I think it's safe to assume that he's going to be the lead guy. And that's as expected. But I just thought with all the buzz about Julian Sain and some of what people had seen in camp and were reporting on from camp, I think that kind of got quieted a little bit by the performances in the spring game because we saw there's still some growth for those guys. Again, totally normal, to be expected. But I think we have our answer. Even if they're not going to be out upfront about it and Ryan Day's not going to be upfront about it, I think we have our answer as to who the starting quarterback is. Plenty more to break down from the spring game this weekend. The offensive line still looks like there's some questions there, and I'm curious if they're going to address it in the portal. We also got to talk about the defense. I talked about the secondary being best in America. Thought there were some standout performances on that side of things, as well as Jeremiah Smith, who didn't do much, but we can expect big things from him this season as well. Let's take a break. When we get back after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll get more in recapping the Ohio State spring game. It's Spencer German with you. Sons of the Shoe. Here's a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.